Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, testing, testing. Let's see if fifth time is the holy oh my god, it actually works. I actually got something that, how much?
Yes. Ah. 2.5's fine.
Alright, so are you just gonna suck this up, or are you just gonna... Oh, you just took him right out of my ear. That's not good. I hate hell. I hate hell. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Alright, guys, I found some audio equipment. After all these months, I finally got some. Station in hell. Alright, just mic up real quick. Got a lapel mic, so you can just hook them up to your phone. Okay, let's just... Alright, testing, testing. Okay. Are you guys good?
Yep.
You're good.
Here, I'll clap and sync up.
Can you hear me now?
Is that yeah.
Okay,
we're good.
Okay, we're synced up.
A little hot down here.
We're good. Okay, sick. Hi, welcome to Voice Club Vancouver, the game design podcast. Sorry we haven't done an episode in a few months. We've been in hell. Not on Doom Eternal, which should have been out by now, but mostly because Colton Byers is dead. Obviously went to heaven. So, you know, well, in case you've been to your public library, which I highly suggest, by the way, if they're open right now, I don't know. Times are a little bit wacky. And definitely go down to your public library. They have a lot of great resources, including the ancient tome of Sahisabir. And as we all know, according to the tome of Achichohio, the only phone to heaven is in hell. So we're about 6 levels down. It's 9 levels of hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 9 levels.
7, I think, actually.
How many?
Dante's.
Well, yeah, you got us here.
7 layers.
Anyway, David's back. He hasn't been in the podcast even longer than the podcast hasn't been on. David, what have you been up to before health, anyways?
Are we talking in Pod World or like my actual life?
I mean, they're one and the same, I'd say.
I would agree. I would agree with that. That was a test. Good job.
Yeah. You were brainwashed by Nintendo. That's what happened. And
right. Yeah. You guys, as far as I can tell, I've basically been unconscious for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, that was an issue. But
and I'm still trying to make myself feel guilty for shooting Colton, but I just can't seem to do it.
I mean, it's fine. We're gonna get him back, obviously. Thanks for, you know, getting us a way into hell. You know, working for the local church. It was just like committing sin in like just the basement or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, it was an awkward conversation with my parish priest, but
yeah,
he gave me some good advice. So,
but he understood it. I mean, you know, they really wanted Colton back, as does everybody, like all you boys at home.
I pinched them, Dante the documentary, as a possibility of this venture.
Yeah. We would have done it. We would have recorded longer and more episodes, but I was really worried about our audio equipment. I had to get like hell specific ones. Amazon has really stopped ordering stuff for some reason.
Apparently,
I don't really know what that's about.
Hell deterrent audio stuff is not an essential, according to Jeff Bezos. But.
Yeah, but you know what? We're about to get to the phone now. I see it just down the road. So. Yeah, the road will probably extend while we're walking, only about a whole mile, so that'll be too long. The last game we made was Super Smash Tour, from what I remember, and that was a disaster. We should have just made a game called Mii Sports, as Nintendo should, and that really just would have come in handy. And I do feel dumb for that, but hey, you know, this is a new era. Not really, though. It's going to be the same season on Apple Podcasts. But, yeah. It's going well. You know, I would have said we'd jump the shark for the show if we didn't have to go into a shark's mouth to get in here. About 3 levels up. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in hell as we're walking? What's the most unexpected part, I should say?
All the frozen yogurt places.
No, that checks out.
There are a lot of those, yeah. But I'm actually a fan of frozen yogurt more than, like, ice cream, so...
The fact that people at the gym are slowly just gaining calories.
Yeah, that's a good run one, on the treadmill. Like the sweat is just adding a lot of water weight to the.
It just adds.
It's a fun little irony. It's like a small little irony. All the Lego sets here, they're like pretty well made and designed Lego sets and stuff, but they're all Mega Blocks, so. Yeah, they're just not fun to put together. It doesn't really have that, you know, feel and click to it.
All the puzzles have like 5 pieces removed from them.
Yeah. No, they're like half pieces removed, which is really irritating. It's like little corners missing.
Or they're just straight up mixed sets.
Yeah, the mixed sets ones are really hard. We've had a lot of like long, cramped train rides on the way here. Not a lot of air travel in hell. Yeah. Which is
getting thrown into the margarita of pain was a little bit shocking. For those of you who have never been to hell, it's where one of the devil's imp covers you in paper cuts and then throws you into a pool of lemon juice.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's not a nice pool. It's like an
above ground pool.
It's an above ground like kiddie pool.
Yeah,
you don't even fit all the way in. Which is,
but something just like takes over your mind and you roll around in it.
Yep. It's kind of go.
And there's salt around the rim.
Yeah.
Really another thing about hell that I'm not a fan of with all like the gas stations, so we've been to like that one and a lot of the other odd shops, is that all the labels are incorrect. So like if you get a bag like Cheetos, you're going to get like Cheeto Puffs. Every single soda is just Diet Pib, Dr. Pib.
It's also decarbonated. Mostly.
Yeah, a lot of decarbonated, not good carbonation. It's pretty stale, and just like in a different sort of can everywhere you go.
It's also like, one of those gas stations where if you're paying with cash at the pump, you have to go inside and pay.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
right. Right, we're at the.
I feel like that might be an Oregon specific joke.
Gas station. Yeah, that's fair. All right. All right. So here we are. It's like an ethereal sort of light going down. On just a blue, it's a Google Pixel. Ugh. I mean, it's not bad, but Jesus. All right. So I don't know if it's gonna get El Temple of Doom, so I'm just gonna snag it. All right, we're good. I'm just gonna call Colton. I remembered his number, luckily, because we don't get service down here. So,
503-420-6968.
Yeah, thanks. I was totally bluffing about remembering it.
I got
you. What's calling him? Colton? Colton, hello?
Oh, hello. Sorry, I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yeah, it's Colton. It's us.
Oh,
you haven't seen us in months. What do you...
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? You're in...
After I left the hospital, you know, I've just been...
Wait, you left the hospital? Quarantine. The doctor said you were gone. The doctor said you passed on.
Oh my god, he is the worst doctor.
Yeah, I guess they didn't like us recording podcasts in the ER, but... Yeah, I think
I don't know why.
Alright, wait. So, you're not in heaven?
Well, no.
Oh,
not are you in hell?
Exactly.
I bet you were in hell.
No, surprisingly not.
Well, I just lost 50
bucks. Where are you then?
Well, I'm just at home.
What? You're just at home the whole time? I tried to call you like a dozen times.
Well, are you sure you got the number right?
Yeah, I got the number right. I think it did. What? You haven't gone out at all. I've been on the bus right now.
Well, I've been in self quarantine.
Self quarantine? What?
Yeah, herpes.
How long have you been gone? Where are you?
We've been in this for like 3.5 months, or like 4. What was it? December?
Yeah,
that's
like
when.
Late December, early January.
No, we went out in like early January. Wait, what's
it? It's really nice around Christmas.
That's true.
Honestly, it is. Yeah.
It's only a crisp 95 degrees.
Yeah.
Winter.
And like it's mostly cloudy, so you just get cloud burn instead of sunburn.
Yeah.
So quarantine for what?
Well, so there's kind of a global pandemic going around right now.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen any increases down here, which is, you know, it makes sense and is good and all, but
that's because I'll shut down travel pretty early on.
Do you think maybe there's like a quarantine ward down here in hell too?
Probably not in hell. Actually, I've been hearing the line to heaven is pretty busy, so I guess that's...
No, that makes it.
Okay. Yeah,
that
makes Wait, so... Oh, is it that corona thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my lord. We really lowballed that on Reddit and everything, huh, guys?
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
We did it, Reddit.
Well, now we gotta get out, I guess.
I thought coronavirus was just a euphemism for communism.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's not,
I mean, don't rule it out.
So, all right, do you mind just staying on the call? I think we can just take this phone, honestly. It's actually a pretty decent phone. It's got a good battery.
I mean, it's not even, like, plugged into the wall, so...
Yeah, it just says, like, 666%, so I think that's pretty good.
That's for the way up. A very overcharged battery.
Yeah.
I'd be careful with that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like an Android or anything.
It hasn't blown up yet. So.
Yeah. All right, feelings.
So I guess we'll head back.
You can just go back to the human world.
Eli, is that you? Who is that?
No, Eli didn't come with us. He's an RA, so he had the pass on going to hell, I guess.
What a loser.
He has to go do his rounds.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, what's the difference, eh?
Okay.
Enough with your foolish jokes, mortal. Get outside of hell, especially a podcaster.
That's not weird.
I think we can appeal to Slade here. Look, man.
I'm not Slade. I am Susanne Diel, the gaming demon.
Sounds even worse, frankly.
Oh, yeah, I've seen your streams.
You're not very good. Aren't you like bronze 3 in League?
We don't. How dare you question the rank of Sabathodia?
I'm saying you got a long
way
to the
top. No, I just looked it up right here. You're totally bronze.
Bronze 3, yikes. 0-5 on Zoe.
Enough. You call yourself a gamer. What have you been trapped in hell for weeks? What have you been playing with?
Mostly Animal Crossing.
Oh my god. Well, we just got the first dude. Not the second. We get a delays here. We get a lot of delays constantly.
So it's quite like the OG dude.
You gotta be hardcore.
I put the hard in hardcore. That's that came out wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Samathriel, sir. We're actually game designers. We have a game design company.
It's true.
You put the gay in gamer. Ha! Thought of that real quick.
Oh,
yeah. Whoa, hey, we don't have to get problematic here.
Let's not get political.
He was being rude.
Alright.
Perhaps I could send you up to HR. Jesus.
Oh, but please.
That's hell relations, by the way. It's the... Alright. If you're game designers... I'm pretty bored down here. Business has been slow. With game development. In hell, of course. Bethesda has just sort of given up. At the moment, so... We don't really have a lot of games getting pushed out.
Doing these kind of day.
EA's more tolerant, Zach.
I was gonna say EA kind of, I thought it originated from here.
No, EA's not actually that bad, they just wanna implement, you know.
Yeah, okay.
EA's more for like a Tartar's eating grease sort of thing.
Okay, I dig it. EA's holding on to Kronos right now.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he actually designed the last Mass Effect game, Kronos, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was just told about kissing and sort of just gave up in the design there.
You can tell, yeah, his personal life really bled into that game design.
Yeah, I've been defeated a lot more.
I understand it.
Yeah. But you know what, I'm bored. I'll give you all a chance. If you tarnish your brand of Boys Club Vancouver, and create the most cursed vibe game, I will allow you to pass from hell onto the mortal plane.
Question. Now, if we have already made a cursed vile game, because believe me, we have.
Well, that's not the cooking suggestion, Bios. You may proceed.
I feel like you haven't listened to our podcast, but I feel like most of the games we come up with are pretty cursed and vile.
Yeah, there's some trouble in me, Billy.
Like, have you heard of Plato Royale? That one's pretty cursed, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a Plan Royal premium subscriber.
Wait, thank you for your
plan all the time.
So he's one of the people we suckered into buying that.
Yeah, I didn't notice that's like an exclusive plaid we were selling. Just just a plaid, red plaid shirt
more.
With a gamer spray painted on the back, yeah.
Of course, I like to represent merch anywhere I can get it. We got a lot of terrible merch down here. A lot of communists.
Yeah, for sure. So, could we like have a minute to get going?
I suppose so, Morgul. But know this, you only have roughly 30 to 50 minutes to make a good podcast game that's bad. That's good.
Do you have any insert sponsors product here we could use? Because that really gets our motor running when we're thinking of games for this podcast.
That's right, we're just in it for the money.
You got any G Fuel?
No, but I do have a lot of V8. So yeah, I sent out some V8, sure, and you already got the equipment, so just have at it. Be gone.
Okay, good.
Well, can we just sit on the train and do it?
Yeah, sure. I'll meet you there in a second.
Why do you call Harrison Morrill Colton by his last name? It just seems like a little, I don't know, impersonal to me.
That's probably nothing. Definitely not a future plot point or anything.
Well, he's Mormon after all.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm like kind of Mormon. A little bit.
But not like diet Mormon?
Yeah, like a diet Mormon, you know? Like whenever the grandparents come around, I tell them I'm Mormon. Whenever the Mormon church is like, hey, keep doing conversion therapy, I kind of back out, you know?
Yeah.
It's an ebb and flow.
It's a little bit like...
You just dip your toes in it a little bit.
I'm basically an airbender, you know? It's all about the ebb and flow, so...
Exactly. It's all about the vibes.
Golden, do you have a game idea? We're kind of a little bit distracted here.
Well, so in my brief time in the hospital, I was particularly inspired by all the insurance workers. So we have a game where you are trying to price gouge in a hospital as much as possible without prompting government intervention or hospital intervention.
Okay.
Can one player be like the lawyer for the hospital? He's just like constantly dealing with potential patient lawsuits.
No, it's like all those, it's like a 4v1 game where it's like four social justice warriors against one lawyer. And
against the lawyer and his army of doctors.
Because the lawyer is going to play like a Phoenix Wright game. It's just like a Phoenix Ace Attorney, a law Phoenix Wright game. That's what the lawyer's going to play like. So it's just shouting objection and like talking to a bunch of zany people about very serious crimes. And
I like it.
Pretty much the corporate lawyer strategy is to just stretch the game out as long as possible until the social justice lawyers run out of money.
Right. Yeah, like by the time that they live on the street, it's when the lawyer wins.
Yeah, it's going to be like in the side of like Children's Hospital where it's just like a timer ticking out. And like basically every time you like get a new piece of evidence or like lose a piece of evidence in air quotes, it just sort of extends the timer.
Cards like the SGW's showered. Go really against.
Yeah. So what's the title of this game? So price gouging. Phoenix Wright. Ace Attorney.
The United States of America.
How about
gouge attorney?
Ouch.
Sued or
price attorney.
Sued or subdued. Could do.
Now, what was that, David?
Is that sued or subdued? He's like...
Sued or subdued. That's nice.
Sued or subdued. Okay, that's good. We're keeping it.
Okay.
That's fine.
I can dig it.
Absolutely, because it's not exactly about... It didn't reveal the game, and it'll get a lot more hands-on
it that way. It's about getting sued, but it's also about subduing.
Yeah.
Also, subdued sounds like how I greet David when he comes over. But not right now, because of the court.
True. Yeah, how about this? David, do you have a suggestion?
For what?
For a game. We need a cursed game.
Oh, we need another game? I thought we were sticking with this hospital one.
No.
Okay,
the format of the show is two pitches per one. I guess you haven't done it in actual
months.
I got
a game. I call it malpractice, and basically you just give people a kit, and whoever can create the best fake medical license gets to practice medicine.
Okay, that's very good. Yeah, that's pretty good. So I'd like to think that, like, it's like the WWE games that have a really in-depth, like, system to where, like, you can make, like, you know, your dudes, but you can also make your highlight intros. You can make all your you can make your own moveset and, like, how you do moves. Mm-hmm. So what we could do is that you can make your own doctorate's degree. So you can make your own sort of practices and, like, procedures.
Yeah.
And you have to test it on, like... It's a little bit of a darker human game, so you gotta test it on, you know, some animals, some sick animals.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
More human-like animals. And progressively, it comes to, like, humans.
Well, each box, like, comes with, like, you know, something I hit with my car earlier that day.
Yeah.
You know.
And then the top goes to, just like the president of the United States.
Yes, there's that. We somehow get our hands on the presidential seal. Just stamp it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be too hard.
That's a good game. Matt, do you have a non-hospital related game?
Yeah. So, I mean, it involves the hospital sometimes, but so pretty much it's a knockoff of The Sims. But in order to make it more relatable to today's young people, I say we call it The Millennials, and it's pretty much The Sims, except the only jobs available are either, like, dead-end, low-wage jobs or unpaid internships. You start off the game about, like, 40 or 50 grand in debt. Everything is super expensive and unaffordable, so you end up just, like, renting some just terrible, decrepit old box of an apartment somewhere with your, like, old lawn furniture.
All other Sims that are older than you don't have names. They're all just boomers.
It's just boom, and they all just hate.
And the only thing you can major in is psychology.
You can also get an art degree. Let's not be crude.
Okay, yeah, you can get an art degree.
Get a digital media design.
Digital media, or an associate's whatever.
There's just a bunch of, like, unskippable cutscenes where the older Sims just, like, lecture you about how your generation sucks.
But it's all in gibberish. It's just, like, a very long, like, Star Wars crawl text screen of, like, a monologue.
Every
it's in,
minutes.
Like, that Sims language, so it's like, you know, phone is going out, what? And you just see, like, a little, like, new character with, like, the red circle with the line through it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know that you're being berated by an older person, but, and we don't even need to throw words in there. Just, like, some generic voice acting to do the Sims language.
Every 20 minutes, you have to go through your Facebook feed and unfollow, like, all the super racist posts that happen.
You also just get cyberbullied the entire time.
And you're constantly bullied.
Cancel a lot of people too. Like, you just have to be really vigilant. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, you'll never be able to own an apartment. That's for sure.
Yeah, your credit is just always single digit.
Like, the highest form of, like, you know how Sims has the happy meter? Like, the highest that can go is just, like,
It's like, yeah, living the dream, man. And then just, like, a light pain chuckle.
Yeah.
What's the name of this one called again?
The Millennials.
I like it.
Yeah, you gotta make sure your Sim doesn't stay up in bed going on their phone for hours. You gotta watch out for that.
The only way to make any, like, serious money is you've got, like, a 0.001% chance to make it as a SoundCloud rapper, or you can find a sugar daddy.
Yeah, for sure. That one's a little bit easier.
That one's a bit easier.
Yeah. So, yeah, on that sour note, I got another game, I guess.
That one hits a bit close to home.
Which is another sim-type game. Another simulator, but I'd like to call this one Work at Home, : Game at Home. And so a lot of jobs have moved over to our home, luckily, because of this self-isolation. From what I heard, is that true, Colton?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we're podcasting from, well, we will be, hopefully, if we get out of here. So basically, every single occupation should have a fun mini game, I think. Because there's a pretty good meme going around of U.S. Marines at home, and it's just a Marine chasing down a toddler with olive oil. And that's just the kind of, you know, fun backyard baseball type video game where everybody's got every occupation has like a new thing, like for malpractice, you could say, you'd have like a doll that, or like some, like a Lego character that's got picked apart. You put that Lego character together, it's all good. But it's like Scherzen Simulator, so you gotta like grab Lego pieces and like slap it against each other and make sure they get together. Other funny occupations are like
garbage man.
I was gonna say custodial service. To be real mean, you just gotta throw in like a few real occupations in this game.
Yeah, like real occupations.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Like okay, a teacher just has to fiddle around with a computer for like an hour on end, not knowing how to use it. Like every day, just opens it up, like tries to pull down the projector screen, pulls it up real quick, you know, because their email's open.
Or your entire job is just to figure out Microsoft Excel.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, have you seen that one meme where it's like the teacher's like, being a YouTuber isn't a real job. All you do is sit and talk to a camera, and then like now under quarantine with remote school, and it's just the teacher sitting in front of a camera.
Yeah, true.
Oh yeah, oofers.
What's the funny song?
What's big oof?
Because I can't really think. Or like the parks department, you're just like throwing around dirt in your apartment and like sort of settling it, picking up trash.
Working from home. Oh yeah.
A retail employee, you're just getting yelled at.
You're just getting yelled at.
You just have your wife yell at you, your husband.
Yeah.
At home,
while you're trying
instead
to
of your boss.
Just like bags for going nowhere.
Yeah. You're just trying to do your best and just have someone yell at you.
Or like any, yeah, like
your 3-year-old tries to return like some carrots that you got from you, and like you have to be like, no, you open the package, I can't take that back, and you've eaten half the carrots, I really can't take that back. Just like, well, it didn't say I couldn't eat half the carrots. Just said I couldn't eat all the carrots. And then just having to work with that.
Just like, for like insurance work, you just lock yourself in a room and then, I don't know, make it clear that people can call you just to complain about their problems. That's what you do all day.
Everything you do, you just have to like assess the risk involved with it.
You assess the risk.
Where it's like, there's a 5% chance that while I'm taking a dump, I'll just die on the toilet.
Really high. That is scary high. That's higher than the coronavirus.
I feel like that's probably true though. Like you've probably got a higher chance of just dying on the toilet.
Dying from like
dying of coronavirus.
Violent defecation.
Colton, do you have a good occupation?
Oh, Colton died again.
Oh, Colton's out.
Colton, no. Dad.
Destroyed.
Dad. Papa.
Maybe like yacht salesman.
A yacht salesman.
What?
Yeah, you're just like trying to give your like 2-year-old like a bottle, like a ship in a bottle. It's like, yeah, this really is a nice yacht. You know, 3 stories, a ballroom in it, a few different TVs as well, and yeah, that'll be $475,000.
Your daughter just...
That's a pretty cheap one.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm giving her a huge discount.
There have been several murders and a death by defecation.
Which one of those is more punishable? I feel like the defecation one is. Like, if you... Whatever you did to your body to make it so that you would die by pooping... is frankly as bad.
Tortured yourself.
It's not worse than any murder I've ever heard of.
That's when the Taco Bell drive-thru is the only thing that's open during quarantine.
I feel like how many people have inadvertently going to do supersizing with Taco Bell?
Yeah, that's why there has been a documentary on it. Nobody's lived through it.
Only 45 days in. Like, oh my gosh. I've been living this documentary.
Oh. How Taco Bell killed me.
I think we just need to title this, the name of this episode, The Cleanse.
I don't know about that. I don't know the connotations with that.
That's true. That's not good.
Yeah. Speaking of not good, we need a bad game, Colton. What are we gonna do?
Okay. So, in the beginning of the game, you're in a car and you're driving along country roads, and you have to hit and kill as much roadkill as possible. So this is the preparation phase. And you get like points based on like the rarity and like diversity of your meats. And then phase two is roadkill cook-off.
Yeah.
Which could be a title.
Can this be a battle royale?
Probably.
So it's just like, let's say 10 people on cars, and then okay, everyone else is a rodent.
So every game you are either randomly a driver or a rodent, and your experience differs wildly.
It's basically like like zombies mode.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, yeah, you don't want to like get thrown out of your car and become roadkill.
For all the like to buy exclusives, it's gonna be like mystical creatures. Like you can be a Bigfoot, and you can take like three cars at you, but like at that fourth car, you're losing your kneecaps, just couldn't. Or like some saber twos and chupacabras. A lot of different mythical creatures as well could factor in well. And also some cool cars, like you can get a DeLorean to where you go at 8 miles per hour, there's a flame trail, and then that burns any roadkill going over it, so that way your roadkill's already cooked. That's great for the cook-off segment. Like instead of the gulag, like in war zones, it's just just like a backyard with a barbecue.
The like super OP vehicle that like everyone gets and ruins the game is Tallahassee's truck from Zombieland.
Just open the door and
with
knock
like the giant
roadkill fucking... over.
The giant wheels and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like the giant. Oh, what's the word I'm thinking of? Not like the grill, but like the giant thing he puts on the front end.
Well, it's like a ramp bar.
It's like a ramp bumper, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, if you like get spikes for that, then you don't have to get out of your car to pick up the roadkill.
The second strongest car in the game is the Prius.
Actually, honestly, we might as well just get a regular hunters in. So there's like five actual hunters where like, or like you in like squads, you can have a person just like out like in the back of the pickup with like a rifle.
It sounds loosely based on Open Season, the more that we describe it.
It's just like some old feeder of a truck with some dude named Cletus in the back seat and just like overalls.
The name of the game is Open Season : Roadkill.
Colon Roadkill.
Open Season Fury Road.
Fury Road.
Royale.
Oh, I guess.
Oops. Yeah. Alright, that game might be too good, but I think we can make it worse.
So that was actually, I would play that.
Let's go for David. You got another bad game?
Ooh, here we go. Okay. So it's GTA, except you are stuck playing as one of the policemen, so you only respond to whoever the GTA person is, and you have the same mechanics as the normal police car, so you just, like, can't seem to drive normally.
Yeah, you just have to go. It's full speed, like Carmageddon.
Right, yeah. Like, you have no qualms running over civilians to catch this one person. And you just have a limited mobility.
That's good. Yeah.
And the entirety of the game is you playing Minesweeper on your, like, police station computer until a crime is committed, and you only get called out for, like, 3 stars.
Yeah, it's just Minesweeper, Solitaire, and...
You know, yeah, like any game that would be installed on Windows 7.
Or in Snake as well.
That's right.
Get Snake on. Yeah.
I'm not sure what we would call this one.
Auto Theft Grand?
Auto Theft Grand. Yeah, I don't know. No, I can't
think
of a good name.
Five auto theft grand.
It could just be GTA 6, and so like a bunch of people would buy it.
That's true.
It's just GTA 5.
We've been in those autos before.
That's, yeah, that could happen.
GTA,
I mean,
Blue.
We've already been sued yeah times, so.
What about GTA Nice City?
Nice City.
And yeah, it's just like a lot of the streets just have 69 on them because, you know, that's some classic GTA satire.
Well, it's like super rare, but nice. When you're patrolling, you might actually drive past like the, and it is like normal GTA, so there is only one person who can commit like heinous crimes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just,
you sometimes just get called into a rampage.
Actually, it's
person.
A lot worse. It's like a MMO, but you can only be a police and the one criminal is an NPC.
Right. Well, and for some reason, whenever you put him in jail, he just ends up like waking up from the hospital
whenever
the next day.
Down,
he's like a $5,000 fine. And
he gets a fine for like killing everybody.
Well, it's only like $500 for like a hospital bill. And
but the scary part is you could like befriend, you know, like your partner Jim or whatever, who is likely to die, but he doesn't respawn. It's just you. So you have to constantly go to work with completely new police officers.
Yeah, you have a really close like personal partner. You get like a whole storyline with them and like meet their families and like game.
Like Saturday you got brunch planned.
Have some dinners, yeah.
And then you got like that 5-star heist you got to deal with, and then all.
And
you
got to keep up a relationship with your wife, even though like whenever you start to go on a date, you got to get called in.
That's right.
Drive full speed
because your city has
pedestrians.
Rampant crime.
You're probably
gonna
run over like your wife's in-laws.
Oh, it's happening. Yeah.
Half of the game is just trying to save your marriage.
I would say that's 90% of the game. You don't even care about.
You're trying to save your marriage and rebuild your relationship with your children.
The only reason you're going after the one guy is to like save your job, basically, because you'll get fired if you don't.
There's gonna be some extra missions, like in that part in Hot Fuzz, where you just, it's like police officers talking at a school, and all the kids are just dumb.
No matter
GTA satire kids, so they're always talking about shooters and.
No matter how badly you want to, you can't commit a crime though.
Pork night or something, or whatever the GTA equivalent of pork night would be.
Pork night.
Pork night.
Where he's just shooting cops and stuff, because that's GTA satire, I guess.
There you go.
Should we make? Okay, we might come back to Pork Night in another episode, actually. But Matt, do you have another game?
Yeah, so it's an online flash game, like you'd find on like Cool Math Games.
I already like it.
It's a balloon tower defense type game, or just like a tower defense type game in general, except instead of like balloons, you're trying to keep sperm from getting to the egg. And all the like different defense things are just like different forms of birth control. And so it's educational, but also like completely meaningful.
I feel like that's a dangerous
situation.
Condoms
education. Just kind of like jump out and like kind of like grab the sperm.
They're saying that the more of these things you add on, the more efficient it is, which I don't think is actually
like,
true.
The tutorial level is protected sex, basically.
Exactly. And then, like, your ult is just like, bam, abstinence.
There's just nothing there.
Yeah. You can just, it has like a little, okay, what are the difficulties? I really don't know what the difficulties. So the top one is abstinence, which just nothing happens the entire game.
It's just you just looking at the game board and nothing happens.
Yeah. It's just an egg floating around.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
There is, and the next game mode is
just like, whoops, broken condom, and it's like some sperm.
It's like protected.
And then,
the third difficulty is bad boy persona, where it's a little bit of unprotected sex, but he does call himself a bad boy, so not getting a lot there. And the fourth difficulty is
frat boy.
Just line him up.
Star?
Oh my gosh.
There's also just nothing.
Because that's the secret one. It's just like, oh, that's weird. Oh, both of them are just popular children. That kind of weirds me out. And then it's just nothing going on. It just says, yeah, nice try, perv, and then kicks you out. And then the real difficulty is,
I like frat.
It should be just a doom difficulty of just hurt me plenty. Or just nightmare. Ultra nightmare.
Ultra nightmare.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then it's just like this, like the entire screen is just mostly, it's just like nothing for a bit, and it's just a rumbling and just like mostly just sperm. It's like a save. It's like the end of Halo Reach, just
I just finished that one.
Yeah. Yeah, right, that's a good one. What's the name of it gonna be?
Virginity defense.
How about health one?
Health one. That's very good.
There we go. That's it.
That's it. Okay. I got one more game, and okay. I got one more game. It's something that's bothered me for a long time. I wrote it down, maybe 5 months ago. From ad I saw that's haunted me for many a nights. Wow. It's the hashtag Ori or Santa. So it's an Oreo commercial where an elf is just like messing up a store or messing up a gas station, eating Oreos and stuff. But the hashtag Ori O R Santa translates to Oreo Santa, and I don't know how to process this. It just bugs me. I don't know what we can do with it. There's got to be something to do with it. It's driving me insane.
It's just an idle game. Where you're Santa and you're dunking Oreos.
No, it has to be something dramatic, like the Telltale stuff. I imagine like it's a death choice, game. Life or death choice for Oreo or Santa. And I just really want to dive into that because this will be in time just for Christmas next year, or Christmas in July is a thing, I think. I don't know. That used to be a Cartoon Network marathon for Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer and all those types of movies. So yeah, Christmas in July is going to be in time for that. Oreo or Santa? What kind of choice what situation would bring you to choose an Oreo or a Santa? Like, is this a what would you do for a Kleinig bar situation where you have to kill Santa to get Oreos?
Probably.
Or is
like,
this
the entire game is like, if you kill Santa, you'll get some Oreos.
Yeah, or is it an anthropomorphized Oreos trying to kill Santa Claus? Trying to get revenge for that terrible candy cane flavor of Oreos they did, or something like that. They did a Christmas flavor that wasn't
getting revenge
good.
For all the Oreos he eats on Christmas.
Absolutely. Oh my god, yes, this is great. This is a revenge to where it's basically it's a beat 'em up where just a bunch of assortment cookies just have to just kick the shit out of boss. I mean, really just get in there. Like, it's brutal. Like, there's like pipes and just pipes and glass bottles and just like, cause it's just basically we're stealing a template from Streets of Rage and just putting like pixelized like cookies and Christmas decorations up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty solid.
Yeah, and the game is just called hashtag Ori or Santa. It's a tie-in. I did want to make some money. That's why the game's bad. It's like one of those like the Colonel Sanders
just cash brand.
Yeah, brand video games are coming back.
There we go.
Okay,
there
it is. So,
there it is.
All right, I think we do. We have a bad game. I don't.
Your time is up.
Is that one Eli?
No.
That looks like Eli. That sounds like Eli too.
No, I don't sound like
Eli. Yeah.
I have.
Okay.
My voice is edited in voice post production. My voice will be edited. How dare you displace the great gamer demons of Afria?
I don't know if you're that great. I mean, bronze 3.
Just
the time is now. Your brother time, you shall be perished.
Well, can we get a little bit more time? Please?
Alright, fine. Would you have to do an ad break?
Alright, welcome back to Boys Club.
Since we're in hell, that's topical.
Yeah, it's basically every single game here is just Raid Shadow Legend. It's a little upsetting because the game isn't very good. But please sponsor Raid Shadow Legends.
We love you, Raid Shadow Legends. Yes, your game sucks.
We love you, yeah. I mean, I'd play your game if it wasn't mobile and if it wasn't bad.
Yikes.
But I definitely get paid to talk about it. Kind of like how we're going to get paid for this game. We have to choose a game. I'll run through the list. Sued or Subdued. Malpractice. The Millennials. Open Season Road Royale. GTA Nice City. Hashtag Ori or Santa. work at home, more like game at home, and, of course, health one. What calls out to you? David, you're the CEO right now, I think.
Okay. Cool. Yikes. Okay, I'm really torn.
Which one seems the most cursed?
I thought the Millennial Sims was a good one.
Yeah, the Millennials. It's a little too topical, I think. It's got to have some longevity of being bad.
I think if we're talking like pure curse, the roadkill one sounds
The roadkill one sounds pretty... Yeah, that would be my second choice.
All right. Another... I don't know. I'm thinking I'm liking the name of GTA Nice City. I think that could definitely be twisted.
The name of it, I think we'd have to cut a deal with Rockstar, but I bet we could get away with it.
Nah, it's okay. We just make the game, make some money, then let them sue us, which has been our strategy.
Well, I'll definitely take you all down with me.
Yeah. Colton, what are you thinking? I think it's down to GTA Nice City and Open Season.
I am up for whatever. I think they have equal potential to be cursed.
You know what? We gotta go with the Battle Royale. It's been too long.
Yeah, I feel like
a lot of Battle Royales, but this one... You know, it's bad we're making another Battle Royale. Let's hit it. Okay. Our game is Open Season Road Royale. So, we have 85 rodents, 5 hunters, 10 drivers.
Okay.
And it's a bad game, so I think the hunter should be completely overpowered. Oh, wait, no, we'll have...
Really big guns.
So, basically, the cars will have to be squads, so you can't just log on and, like, have a fun driving over rodents. No, you have to link up with, like, 4 other people. Like, 4 is the minimum, 4 is the max.
Okay.
And so it'll be awful to queue up for those. And you can't play the game unless, like, 4 people queue up for the cars.
Yeah, you got 1 person in the passenger seat and then 2 people on the truck bed.
No, you got 1 person on the passenger seat that gets to just blast away and 2 people backseat driving just telling them, hey, there's a rodent over there. Hey, there's a rodent. You missed the rodent. Wow. Some turn you got there. It's just backseat driving.
And if you, like, do stuff against your team, you just have to spend the game in the trunk.
I mean, that's the point of it, but... Oh, yeah, you can just lock people in the trunk.
You, like, lock people in the trunk.
You got a boat for it, like, in Sea of Thieves.
It's like the brig.
Yeah. I definitely know the brig.
Far worse.
Yeah, No, it'd be really good if there's, like, a ping system, but it's all, like, really passive-aggressive, like, basket driving stuff. It's like, oh, I kind of missed a rodent there. Probably should, you know, keep an eye out for that. Maybe you want to keep your eyes on the road? But, hey, that's just me, you know.
I mean, I'm no I don't have a driver's license, but I know if I watch the road while I'm driving.
So this game is basically 1 driver and 3 backseat drivers. So funny.
No, like the passenger driver's having a ball at a time. He's got like just out the side of the car, just blasting away rodents with
true.
Shotguns.
That's true. Yeah.
And like a lot of DLC weapons. Like I think a really good one would just be just like the bolt gun from Overwatch. Like I'm just staring at an Overwatch Lego set right now, and I think just like all the Overwatch weapons are in there.
You could do punishment points, like lose 10 points if you don't use your turn signal.
Turn signal, yeah. We have to obey the rules of the road with other drivers as well. It's not like right. GTA where you just go wherever. You have to be very pure. It's like the Turismo games where there's like a line that you have to stay on for driving some game.
There's a lot of, like, traffic and stuff that you're stuck in while hunters can just, like, come up to your door and shoot you, but you can't get out of traffic.
Yeah, and there's very little gas, so you have to constantly stop at gas stations and just a bunch of rodents, like, going through stuff and just being like, I can't get them.
Driving, like, Humvee worth gas mileage with garbage.
And also the backseat drivers control the radio, except for because the driver's going to be busy, so the two of them are just arguing over what they get to play.
They're just fighting over the station. So.
Yeah.
The only stations are classical music and
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Mariachi music.
And then
really
you can
bad.
Purchase, like the most expensive characters in the game are the characters from Open Season. So Ashton Kutcher, the Elk, and all those fun guys. But you can't play as them. You just get to buy them and then like have a model viewer for them. They're just like a little dice thing,
I
like
mean,
a little or like a hula girl, except it's all Open Season characters, like that's it. Yeah.
I think we got a solid game to present to Eli.
Yeah, so open season Road Royale, open season TM Road Royale. This is going to be a PlayStation exclusive, of course. Got to keep up with the Sony brand.
Dex.
And...
True.
Yeah, is there any other open season goose we can get in? Because I've seen a sad number of straight-to-DVD ones, and...
The only joke I remember from those movies is when he puts the underwear between his horns. So maybe, like, you know those...
Oh, yeah, there'll be...
And then uses it as a slingshot. So, you know those, like, those cars that oil tycoons drive with the... It's like the Thunderbird with the ox horns right on the front.
Oh, yeah.
You can use that as a slingshot to...
I love the customization for the rodents. It's like... Once you unlock one hat, you have to wear that hat, and you're a lot more visible with that hat on.
There's one line from the first movie, I think, where he's, like, realizing that all the animals are, like, talking and stuff. And he's driving, and he's like, oh, I hope the bald eagle has to turn. So the bald eagle could be, like, by far the most dominant creature in the game.
Yeah, for sure, because they won't get run over, but he can snipe them with, like...
They can, like, dive through car roofs, though.
Yeah, I think it'd be great if you're just, like, you just, like, log in, like, as a first level, like, a squirrel. You just run it around, and then, like, a Spartan laser comes out of nowhere and cuts you off. I want that to happen in the game. Just a Spartan laser from, like, a minivan, like a suburban, like, Karen minivan.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we made a cursed game. You'll try to present it. Hello, Demathriel.
You're right. I am Judge Immortal, and I have decided I do not care anymore. You can go to hell, you can leave hell whenever you want to. I've actually had taken human this gone. I was just goofing with you boys.
Oh, so it's like one of those things where it's like you believed in us the whole time, and you just wanted to kind of like put some pressure on us to really make some cursed games for the podcast kind of thing, but like the talent was inside us the whole time?
Well, no, I mean, honestly, all the games were middling at best, not good nor bad, which is also the main deal. We were more about mediocrity then.
I thought that this was a useful usage of our time.
Yeah, sure, you could think that. Be sure to, you know, 6 feet distance, self-isolate. And check out your local library when you're done.
You know what worries me most?
Oh, you go to the library here?
Well, yeah, of course. It's the only place to get books. All the bookstores are very expensive borders.
You know what worries me most about going back?
What?
The economy right now, honestly.
I'm going to let you leave before I burn you alive.
Thanks.
Oh, well, yeah, get out of here then. I mean, I'm already pretty hot, but,
You can keep that.
I am gone, mortal. The damn demon whisks away.
Well, that was something. Well, the important thing of the day is we got Colton back.
Yes. Because of our actions.
I mean, we never really lost him. We just kind of went on... a pretty unnecessary journey to
now
hell,
that I think about that,
it worked out.
The real hell were the friends we made along the way. And yeah,
big mood.
That's all for this episode of Boys Club Vancouver, presenting the video game open season Road Royale. Pick it up in your local game stores. Never actually.
At least after the coronavirus stuff blows over.
Yeah,
you don't want to be going out if you don't
available
have
to. Through the Epic Game Stores as a PlayStation exclusive.
Yes.
Well, I'm Harrison Portal, joined by David Lake.
Yeet.
Matthew Easdale.
Stay safe, gamers.
Colm Byers.
Oh, dang it, my Easter my life.
And as we say at the end of every Boys Club Vancouver, keep those game holes full and keep
wash
those
your nasty
holes.
Ass hands. Get the Dorito dust off of them before you touch your controller.
Yeah, wash those hands before you touch that game hole, everybody.